The following, the best of talkback, was recorded for playback at this time. Sorry, no phone calls.
Talkback is brought to you by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Experience the luxury. It's Talkback, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the hosts or the callers, Talkback is where Central Louisiana connects and begins its conversation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a beautiful morning here on Wednesday. I'm Al Quartermont along with Sandra McQuain. It's the Wednesday where we always get a chance to talk with the superintendent of Rapides Parish Schools, Mr. Jeff Powell, normally in the studio with us, but on the road again this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Al. Good morning, Sandra. Great to be on with y'all this morning.
You're heading down to Baton Rouge, I understand.
Yes, sir. Today is BESSE meeting, and actually a good thing today. We're Rapides Parish is getting recognized, a couple different recognitions. We had one of our PE programs getting recognized for an outstanding physical fitness award at BESSE, as well as they're recognizing the work that we were able to do through the Rapides Early Child Care Network last spring, where we were able to raise, with all the matching funds from the Rapides Foundation, the Rotary Club of Alexandria, mm-hmm. partnering with the Child Care Network, over $4 million, creating about 300 seats for children in our child care center so that parents can work or continue their education and those things. So they're recognizing that as well today.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. It's exciting to be coming to Baton Rouge for good things like that, for sure.
Now, is this a regular BESSE board meeting?
Yes, it is. They had their committees yesterday and a regular meeting today.
Okay. All right. So I know a lot of interesting things are coming out of BESSE and have been coming out. As you sit as a superintendent, how do you see things going as far as the way that they impact local districts like yours?
You know, I think your perspective can give you the lens through which you want to see some of the things. I choose to think about some of the most exciting things that are happening. At our committee meetings last night, we presented to the committees that will go to our board our take on some of the things like the high dosage tutoring opportunities that the legislators and the Louisiana Department of Education, as well as BESSE, have approved. Rapides Parish is getting $911,000 to implement high dosage tutoring during the school day with our students. And so, pending board approval at the September board meeting, we'll be putting applications out for anybody that wants to come and help tutor, particularly in reading in our schools. So that's exciting. When you think about what came out of the legislature this past year with the Steve Carter tutoring initiative, this is for after school programs for, you know, those that would like to help try to provide after school tutoring for students. Families are able to tap into about $1,500 per child who's eligible. So when you think about things like that and the alignment towards the critical goals that the state has established for education and for our students, I think you look at those, there's a lot of exciting things. We're still, you know, having strong conversations about some of the accountability things. In fact, many districts will be participating in a special hearing before a legislative body Monday back down here in Baton Rouge. So that'll be a little bit of a different meeting coming down here Monday about. So, you know, again, like I said, it's perspective. There's a lot of exciting things, but at the same time, you know, I think our role as superintendents and education leaders in the state, there's a lot of advocacy, making sure that the decisions that are being made in Baton Rouge are in the best interest of our students, our families, and our communities.
What advantage does it give you having somebody like Lance Harris, who's local, and obviously, you know, years of experience in the legislature, him being on the BESSE board now, how does that potentially help you guys?
You know, I will say this. I mean, Lance and I have had a great relationship over the years as his role as a legislative legislator. He's always been an advocate for the work that we do here in Rapides Parish and the areas that he represents. He was instrumental in helping us get some much-needed finances a couple years ago that allowed us to put new playground equipment on a lot of schools, particularly in our rural areas that don't typically have the tax money to do those kinds of things. And now, as a member of BESSE, you know, he has been, you know, just a great voice for public education. I don't know if either one of you had a chance to come hear him speak at Rotary of Alexandria, probably back in May or so it was, a couple months back. And, you know, how he talked about and bragged on the gains that the state of Louisiana has made, and specifically here in Rapides Parish. And while there are some decisions that are being made, particularly those related to parent choice and educational savings accounts, that, you know, I mean, that those there's a lot of conversation around that topic with public education and parent choice. But like what he said, you know, we have to recognize that our public education system in the state of Louisiana has made tremendous gains over the last 4 or 5 years. Rapides Parish has made tremendous gains over the last 4 or 5 years. And we can't keep repeating things that have been said over the years about, you know, the what people have said, what the data said years ago about being towards the bottom in a lot of the measurables when we've made such tremendous gains, and really trying to show support for our public education teachers and other employees. And so I can tell you the relationship that we have with Lance is very strong, and his representation of our community and in Bessie is very strong, and we're proud to say that.
Absolutely. Well, that's definitely a good thing. So the school year is underway, and how have things been going? I know you still had some construction things that were happening that were getting pretty close to the start. How did it all kind of transition as you got into your first days of school?
Yeah, so I think the last time I was on, you know, we were a couple weeks out from start, and we were very optimistic that every school would start on time. And thankfully, we did almost every one. There were two schools we had to delay. Those 2 days that we do a staggered start of Carter C. Raymond and D.F. Huddle, we actually weren't able to start until the following Monday, but we just didn't do a staggered start with them. They were able to jump right in. So for all practical purposes, there were some last-minute things that we had to get done and move into some you know, quick action mode. But all the rest of the schools were able to start on time and super excited. And you know, I talked to some principals earlier this week. You know, we're going to do some community open houses so that the community can come in and see what their tax dollars are going to improve. Tremendous improvements in our facilities, not just in District 62, but, you know, out in the LeCount, Lamorey, and Caroline Dorman area, also in the Tioga community schools. And so it's just great to be in a community that supports public education and also understands that, you know, it we do require initial or additional investment in order to keep our facilities looking pristine and safe and secure for our students and our employees.
Great. So I know with the new school year, are you using the new electric buses?
Yeah, so we've got our 25 buses on the road, and so I actually got an update from our transportation department towards the end of last week. CLECO was looking for an update as well, and so far so good. There's been a couple little hiccups, but it seems like those have mostly been related to whether or not we're making sure that they're getting charged when we plug them up and things like that. But nothing has kept us from being able to pick students up, and so it's exciting. I think we did have one driver one morning. We do have a diesel bus out there, you know, just in case they run into an issue. And I think it, to my knowledge, we've only had to drive the diesel one time as a result of no charge out in one of the buses. So again, that's to my knowledge. So, but yeah, they're operating. They're quiet. They're air conditioned, and so far so good with that initiative.
Jeff Powell is our guest here on Talkback. We'll take a break and come back with more. You know the number if you want to call in and have a question for the superintendent. Back after this.
Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's Talkback after the show. It's audio on demand at ksyl.com.
And we are back on Wednesday's Talkback with Superintendent Jeff Powell of Rapides Parish Schools. We've been talking about the start of school and getting things underway. I know one of the new things for this year, per action taken by the legislature, no cell phones for students in school. How's that been going so far?
You know, Al, it's been very interesting. You know, I've been around to, I think, about 23 of the schools so far since school started, a little over half of them, and have half of them to go still, but have had very positive conversations with our administrators and teachers regarding that. In all of my visits, I've only seen one phone out, and, you know, I've worked with the administrator and the teacher to make sure that everybody understood what the laws what the law and the rules are now. And, you know, one of the most exciting things I think I heard from one of our high school principals said they, you know, they looked out over lunchtime, and they're, you know, a lot of times we, our schools have a, our students have a little bit of free time, 10, 15 minutes of free time after lunch to hang out and socialize and all that. And this principal was testifying to actually seeing students talk to each other and have face-to-face conversations, yeah, as opposed to having their phones out. So far, so good with that. And kudos to our parents for believing in and supporting what is the state law. It's not an option, but you know, rather than kicking against it, I think the majority of folks, including the students, recognize how big of a distraction cell phones can be, particularly during the instructional day. So we're very thankful for that.
Yeah, I mean, I even see that at the college level. You know, I remember when I was in college, you get to class early and you'd sit and have conversations with your friends or the people sitting next to you. Now, if I come into a class early and there are students that are in there, they're just on their phones. They don't even acknowledge each other. So I think it's a real downside of that technology. While it helps us in a lot of ways, I think it's also hindered kind of our interpersonal interactions. So it's cool to hear that the students are kind of being impacted in a good way by that.
Yeah, I mean, I think with a lot of things, particularly when new technologies come around and things like that, you know, there's always these opposing views on how we as adults should be approaching it with young people or younger people. And, you know, we do need to remember that there are ways to positively advocate for or educate our students, our children, on the proper ways to deal with technology. And I think we've all been in situations where even we as adults maybe have need to be reminded of,
sure,
hey, let's be present in the moment and not be necessarily worried about what message may be coming over the phone or the Apple Watch or, you know, whatever the case may be these days.
Yeah, no question about it. I think as adults, we're guilty of it just as much as the younger people are, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So one little surprise you guys had earlier this week, we had that weird storm come in early Monday morning, and it closed a couple of your schools for the day. Everything back and running, I assume, right?
Yeah. You know, and I tell you, I can never brag enough about our partnerships that we have with our good friends over at CLECO. As well as just all of our emergency responders and things like that. My phone started blowing up pretty early in the morning or late in the night, however you want to view it, with people trying to help us solve problems and allows us to make, you know, good decisions when we need to. We had three schools impacted by those. I guess just a high winds and kind of damaging storm that was a quick, you know, short one, but I did a lot of damage with some trees and some power lines, some transformers in those three areas. But thankfully, Tripp and the other guys over at CLECO, quick responders and giving us good information that allows us to make decisions to not put our children and our employees in harm's way in those situations.
Awesome. One thing I wanted to mention, we got a news release from your people yesterday at 8 o'clock this morning over at Small's Sliders on MacArthur Drive, 1400 MacArthur. They're going to be doing a can drop, and that will be to honor Peabody basketball coach and now Naismith Basketball Hall of Famer Charles Smith. So that's kind of a nice thing for them to do, to give him even more recognition that's so well deserved.
Absolutely. I mean, Coach Charles Smith has been a staple in not just the Peabody community, but in the Rapides Parish community. You know, he's up from just north of the Boyce area up there, and just a great man, a great representative of what the Peabody Magnet Warhorses basketball program has stood for decades now, his 52 years in education. I can't think of a better recipient of more recognition on top of what he has received so far. Just proud to call him friend as well as just a strong leader in our community.
Yeah, and they're obviously in the process of still building that new restaurant, but that's a good way for them to already start giving back to the community, and it's good to see that you have another community-minded organization coming to town.
Absolutely. You know, when we talk about things like being better together, these are the types of things, particularly those that want to partner with our education system and highlight the work that so many of our educators are doing. And hey, when Alexander's getting another burger joint, so you know, we get the Sliders and Freddy's just right down the road at you know, right around the same time, so
that's,
you know,
it
good days.
absolutely So what do we have coming up the next few weeks or over this next month here in the school district?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously we're locked in on owning the mission, trying to make sure that we're focused in on improving proficiency rates in our schools. That's our number one priority, you know, that we exist to educate children. So you're going to see a lot of work around that, particularly with the new laws about literacy and third grade retention when students can't read. So a lot of conversations with parents are going to be happening over the next few weeks as we finish these screeners that will help us make those types of determinations. Really trying to develop richer relationships with our parents on how we can continue the literacy practices that needed to happen at home, as well as supporting the work that's going on in our schools. And then really exciting, we'll be doing, we're scheduling, in the process right now, scheduling some more ground.
Yep, kind of lost.
As well as out there at Caroline Dorman, and so that's going to be exciting over the next few weeks as well.
Can you repeat that last part? You kind of cut out on us.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. So the next few weeks, we will also be scheduling our next groundbreakings for some of our large District 62 projects, as well as the expansion out of Caroline Dorman. So we'll be looking forward to sending everybody that information so you can come join us for those exciting events.
Absolutely. All right. We have a call come in. Let's go ahead and take that. Good morning. You're on Talk Back with Superintendent Jeff Powell.
Hey, good morning, Superintendent. I have questions about the remodels at Bolton. Were y'all able to put in enough restrooms for the smaller kids and what have you?
Yeah, so that is still in progress. Remember, the younger children are still at Phoenix Magnet this year. They won't transition over until next year. So we have we were able to get one set of the bathrooms remodeled and fixed up, going on two sets of those.
Okay, and also I was wondering, I noticed the it seemed like a mile long or more of the line of cars coming to pick up kids. Is that working like it's supposed to?
It is working like it's supposed to. Yes, their kids are getting dropped off after bringing them.
Yep.
One of the toughest things at the beginning of the school year is working on transportation.
Yes, I can only imagine. Well, listen, I'm really proud of what you're doing, and I'm glad I'm a graduate of Bolton, so I'm glad to see this being utilized.
Yeah, we are too, and we appreciate your support on that, and we're really excited about the work that Ms. Scott, her administrative team, and her teachers put in through the summer. I really hope, and I'll say this, Al, just on behalf of our teachers and our administrators, who particularly those that are working in schools that have a lot of the construction going on, I don't think the general population really understands all of the work that goes into trying to prep for an upcoming school year. And then we intensify that with all these construction projects. And so when you see an educator, a principal, assistant principal, a custodian, a cafeteria worker, a teacher, please, you know, thank them for what they've done to make sure that this school year started off well, and they're going to continue to drive the mission this upcoming school year.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. And, Jeff, I know you're on the road, and you seem to be kind of hitting a spot where the service gets a little spotty. So we'll go ahead and let you go. Be safe in your drive down to Baton Rouge, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again next month.
Thanks, Al. Good to talk with you, Sandra. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Powell, Superintendent of Rapides Parish Schools, here on TalkBack. We'll take a break and come back.